you know, when you've said it all, you've said it all, you know. Faith alone and Jesus alone. You must be born again. And we got a system that everybody's just going around their circle or cycle and their repeat. And they think they got a life, but they don't. They usually hate their job. And they're trying to get over on people. You see, they're trying to build some kind of kingdom down here, you know. They're trying to build a kingdom down here, and they're trying to build a kingdom down here. There's going to be some evil stuff that they got to do, you know, because this is the devil's system around here. The flesh is nothing but sin. These 3D creatures, they're always scheming and scamming and trying to get ahead, trying to look good before others, trying to look good in front of other people instead of just being happy and be themselves. They want everything in place and everything's got to be perfect and look at me, and they're miserable. Most of the time they're in debt up to their ears. I don't even like to use the word narcissism anymore because everybody's got a little bit in it. But the more selfish you are, the lower frequency, the more people go into narcissism because they're in lower frequency. They can't. It just comes down to this. You can break it down to this. They can't look in the mirror and say, "Look at, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell among a people of unclean lips." They can't look at themselves. They have to project it out onto somebody else. That is the flesh creature to the nth degree. They can never admit wrong. They can never admit sin. They're so insecure. If they admit wrong, it's going to kill them. If they really look at how sinful they really are, they'd have to jump off a bridge. And that's why they don't look at themselves. But instead of jumping off the bridge, won't they run to Jesus? And Jesus will cleanse them, forgive them, and move on. But and the people who are not saved, they don't love. They don't have real love. They've never experienced love. They can put on the outward show, pretend it was love, but it's not love. It's selfish love. There's no love in them. There's no truth in them. They are of their father, the devil. So you can call it whatever you want. Narcissism, psychopaths, Jezebels, whatever. They're of their father, the devil. They'll tell you. They'll tell you with their own words. They hate people. They hate kids. I mean, Jesus said to love the kids. Somebody hates kids, there's a reason, you know. They have to lie. They have to cheat. They have to do wrong because that's what they are. Nobody's perfect, but I'm talking about it's chronic. With them, the lying is chronic. They've told so many lies, they can't even remember what they told you. And they got so many people they're dealing with, they forget who they're talking to. They don't even realize they destroy themselves. They're going to, look, I don't care what you call them, players, cheaters, whatever. They're playing so many people, they can't remember the conversation you had with them because they're trying to juggle two or three conversations with two or three people, and that's why they follow. They say, well, I can't remember, so let me just play the same games with each person. We'll go to this restaurant with this one, and then the next one we'll go to this restaurant. They play the same games with the different person to try to be able to be close enough to the truth that when they do contradict, the person won't catch them. They're sick. They follow a pattern, and that pattern is so obvious, they think they can fool everybody, but it's so obvious they don't even know they're repeating a pattern because that's their modus operandi. And when you pick up on their pattern, it's like, oh, okay. I had a friend of mine one time call. He would call And then a few minutes later, the phone would ring and he'd hang up and say, "I gotta go." And I put the two and two together. I thought, well, he's cheating on his wife. The reason he calls one of his friends is because he knows if the phone call, the phone rings, it won't show on the phone because he was talking to his friend. He knew that phone would ring. And I can't prove that, but that's what I thought. I thought, this happens too much to be a coincidence. He's cheating on his wife, you know. Something I could figure. Because I guess when you're on the phone and somebody else calls in, it won't show it as a call on a regular phone. I don't know. But now it might be different now, but to my way back long ago. But yeah, these people are not loyal. They're not dependable. You can't count on them. And they contradict themselves. A liar always contradicts himself. You don't have to chase a liar down and hire a private investigator or do any of that. You just let them hang themselves because they always hang themselves. A liar will hang themselves because their mind is so... they've lied so much their whole life, they can't stop lying. And so they think it's normal. They kind of go crazy. They go insane. They can't remember what they said to you or whoever. It's really sad. The reason you can catch a liar, cheater, con artist, religious but lost, is because everything follows a pattern. When you talk to the born-again saints, you know they're saved. Your spirit bears witness. When you hang up the phone or you quit texting or email, it's like they're still there. Their spirit, you know their spirit. But you talk to an unsaved, you walk away. They don't even exist. It's like you were talking to a phantom. Really, pay attention to this. If you got saved people you talk to, think about it. You know their spirit because you have the same spirit in Christ. Now, when you walk away, it's the same spirit. They're alive. You know they exist. But when you're talking to an unsaved person and they go away, you don't even... there's no connection there. It's like it's gone. It's like death. They don't even exist. It's like weird. So they can't be dependable. They can't be a friend. They can't continue. They can't continue in truth and be steady and loyal and all that because they don't even exist. They don't even... it's just a show. It's kind of like if you go... buy a car, the car says, "Oh yeah, they're your best friend, right? Yeah, great, wonderful." And they pat you back and say, "Let's do this." And as soon as you buy that car, put the key in, their face changes. You were just a number to sell that car. You become a number to them and they don't exist anymore. I mean, you don't exist to them, they don't exist to you. And you're like, "Oh, well, that person was really friendly." And now you could just see it in their body language. They became like a stoic, you know. Right there in your face. They don't care. You can date a woman and everything's great. Hang up the phone. It's like they disappear for who knows how long. And like, they don't even feel like they exist. An unsaved woman. You think she's saved, but she's lying. But you date a woman who's unsaved, and you're not on the same page. You start to wake up to it. She tries to lock you in. You walk away, and you're like, "That person don't even exist." They're like, they don't even exist. You can feel it. You want them to exist. You hope they exist, but they don't. It is the most bizarre thing. It's like, how do I explain that? They're walking around like a human, and they can talk the talk, but there's just nothing in there. Oh, it's kind of like a robot. So you walk up to a robot. Maybe they are robots. Maybe they do have synthetic robots. You walk up to them, and you're talking to the robot. As soon as you walk away from the robot, you know it's just dead. It wasn't a real conversation because it was just synthetic. There's synthetic people out here spiritually. They're spiritually dead. And so they're synthetic. It's wild. It's hard to even explain.